Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are again on a very, very busy weekend, a fun weekend for us here in Ventura County. There is an air show going on today and tomorrow.
Yeah, air show and cars. It's going to be nice.
And the great thing about this air show, when you think about all the great World War II flying warbirds that are here, a Mustang, we have a Spitfire from the Brits, we have a Japanese Zero, I believe, a Yak, of all things, from Russia. Just a bunch of, this is horsepower in the sky. It's brilliant. The engines, the motors, everything about this is fun.
Do you know what plane that had the turret on the bottom? It was a big plane.
Was that the B-17? Might have had a bottom turret.
How about the B-29?
B-29, yeah.
Is that what a bit? All right, because I got a client that I did years and years ago for long-term
that
care.
That was a Doolittle.
Yeah, plane. He owns a plane like that. And it was at the Camarillo Air Show. And he was going to let me fly back to San Fernando because that's where he kept it.
In the turret?
Not in the turret, but I was going to sit up front with him. And then something happened and he wasn't able to take it back for another week. I wanted to go with him so bad. I thought that would have been so cool.
Oh, it would have been great. Yeah. But it's a wonderful, fabulous air show. And with the cars, it's Wings Over Camarillo. That's one of the things that's going on today. So don't stay inside. Take Ron Grant with you wherever you go. And you could do that right now. You've been with us on air for 7, going on 8 years now, having a great time. You took that little break.
Yep. Now we're having fun again. You know, it's been great being with you guys and listening, having my listeners. It's been fabulous. Met a lot of nice people in the last almost 8 years, and it's been great. So hopefully we're going to be here another 8 years,
Let's do it. I'm willing to stay. I have packed a lunch.
Yeah, you better pack a big lunch.
And remember, folks, you can listen to the Safer Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to Ron's website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. That makes it easy. You go to Ron's website. You click on the LA Talk Radio icon. Boom, 24/7.
Takes you right
there. You wake up at 3 in the morning.
Boom.
You listen to Ron Grant.
Shows are archived right there. You can listen. If you missed a show, it's right there for you.
You also have a brand new program, and this involves a gift card, which makes it more fun for people who visit and have a meeting with you.
Yeah, you know, and I was going to do a dinner card, and then I thought, well, we're going to have the same problem because some people may not like what dinner card I choose or whatever. But, you know, I've been feeding nice folks for the last 9 years at my public dinner workshops, and I realized that a lot of people out there just won't attend for whatever reason. I mean, you know, right now, you could probably eat 4 or 5 nights a week by the mailers that are coming out there, people inviting you to workshops and stuff like that. And a lot of my clients, I've said that too, and they said, no, that's why you're here, because we don't go to places like that. So I decided, if you meet with me, a one-on-one, then with no obligation, you know, see if I can help you keep that money safer. And then with no obligation to you, I'm going to give you a $100 gift card. It's going to be a Visa or MasterCard, and you can go out and do what you want. You want to have dinner on me? That's great. You want to buy a golf club, you want to have your car serviced, you want to do whatever you want to do. You know, it's not a problem. You'll have that Visa MasterCard to do it. Now, to qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you must have some immediate money that you want to keep 100% safe and never lose again. You know, with me, you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street. And we all know Wall Street's been doing really well the last couple of years, especially since President Trump was elected. It's really been taking off. But I'm going to caution you, what goes up must come down. Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. And we know it's going to happen again. We just don't know when. If we did, we'd be picking the lotto for tonight. But the nice thing about it is that with me, you get to participate in some of that upside. I can also provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. And let's face it, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? You know, if you're over 50, stop chasing returns. Stop it. Worry about getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. Okay? Also, we're going to save you all those fees. Because your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, etc., they charge fees. And fees take away from your returns. In fact, one of the topics on today's show is what is the real cost of mutual fund ownership? We're going to talk about that. So think about that. You'll have no fees. You can get a guaranteed lifetime income if you want. Or you can take out 10% of your penalty free. That's up to you. Or you can just let it sit there and grow. And then you can give it to your beneficiaries, however you want to do it. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website. My main website is safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some great third-party educational information there. There's some testimonials from the radio. There's some email testimonials there. There's some things that you can take a look at. Also, I have another website. It's the initial I as in Indian, want income for life.com. And there's a little one-minute video there that you can take a peek at. And then when you're done, download the free book that I have there, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. Last week, I had 33 people download that book. It's a great little book. And then if you have questions, give me a call. Or you can go to the website and you can actually book an appointment right there. We'll check it out and I'll call you back to confirm it. So give me a call, 805-660-1313.
It is so easy to get in touch with Ron Grant, and you might even see him at a car show here and there too. Look for the yellow truck.
I may go to the cruise on Saturday night. I doubt I'm going to hit the wings over Camarillo because it's a two-day show, you know, and I got stuff to do on Sunday, so I won't go. But
I got stuff to do.
I got stuff to do.
I got stuff to do. Holly, we are here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We will be back in 60 seconds. Always have something to write on. A lot of great information coming up. You want to take some notes with Ron Grant next.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Welcome back, and let's get into the program here. Let's talk about the real cost of mutual fund ownership. That's something we don't hear about, and the mutual fund people might not tell you about. Yeah. So let's talk about those costs.
They usually don't tell you about it, even though they should, and you should ask the questions, because whose money is it? It's your money. And where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you, and you need to do your own due diligence. I was sent this in the mail, and I thought it was kind of interesting. One of my clients had sent this to me with a little note. This is from Forbes, and it was from September 24th, 2016. A guy by the name of Kenneth Kim, he's the contributor about this. And he writes about the markets and the economy and investing in Asia and the U.S. Type of stuff. And my client sent me this and said, you know, you never talk about these things, and it's really important because if people really knew what they were paying, they would, you know, they wouldn't hesitate in getting what we bought from you, which is the index-linked accounts, because now we're saving the money, plus we have no risk, and not only do we have no fees, but we get a guaranteed lifetime income, which is important. So I thought I would bring it up because they had sent it to me, and it says, basically, mutual funds have many different kinds of costs, many of which are unapparent to the untrained investor. For example, four different costs that mutual funds commonly suffer from are, one, disclosed costs, two, hidden costs, three, costs due to tax inefficiency, and four, costs due to their sneaky behavior, which I liked. I thought that was kind of cool. Naturally, these costs can eat away all returns. So what are these costs and how large are they? Below I answer, and that's a quote from Mr. Kenneth Kim, unquote. what's the real cost of mutual fund ownership? So first of all, we're going to look at the average disclosed cost. And this is something that your broker may or may not tell you, but should tell you. And there should be somewhere in that prospectus. And I know a lot of us don't read the prospectus because it's like tiny little script. It's written by attorneys that have nothing better to do than sit there and write because they get paid by the hour. But it's something that you really need to take a look at because this is how you're paying for this stuff. And it comes out of your returns. I mean, if somebody hasn't told you that, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But today I don't want you to shoot the messenger. I'm just letting you know what this is because this show is about education. And I'm trying to educate you on all kinds of different stuff. So the average disclosed costs are 1.19% of what you bought. Okay. Average hidden costs. And I thought this was pretty neat because I thought it would have been a little bit lower than this, but it's not. It's 1.44% on the average hidden cost in these mutual funds. Tax inefficiency cost is 1.10. And the average total cost, if you add them all up together, is 3.73 off the top before you see a dime in returns. Now, I don't like that, and my clients don't like that. That's why we're not in those kind of things. And, you know, I know your broker says, well, we've got you diversified, you know, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Smith, and all he really or she has is you in different pots of risk, different mutual funds. Mutual funds are risk, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas, real estate trusts. These are all things you can lose your principal in, you can lose your gains in, and, of course, you're paying fees for. So let's take a look at something that I thought was really important that this gentleman adds, and it's kind of a good example, and it's pretty simple to understand because, you know, most of the financial planners and stockbrokers kind of talk over our heads. In fact, I move a lot of money out of Wall Street for my clients, and when I even look at the returns on their statements and stuff, it's very difficult to really find out, you know, what these people are paying in fees. You know, the common person can't even see this stuff. And sometimes I can't even find it. We have to actually get on the phone and call the financial planner and the stockbroker, which they don't like that because they don't really want you to know what you're paying. But, you know, you should know. It's your money, you know. So let's look at a long-term impact of excessive fees. Again, it's not mutual fund or financial vehicle itself, you know, that I have a problem with. If you like those, if that's something that you like and you want to put your money in, hey, it's your money. More power to you. I don't own any of that. I'm too old to lose my money. In fact, I just had a birthday Monday, so, you know, I'm even older now. But the bottom line is my clients and I, we don't like those things because it takes away from our returns and we can lose our principal and our gains. So it's at the level of fees you're paying within it that this gentleman finds often problematic. So let's look at a simple hypothetical example using nice round numbers. I like round numbers. I think it's very simple. Let's say we won the lottery back in 1987. It'd be pretty good. And invested our $1 million in winnings. You hit it for $1 million. You took it and you said, Bob, my financial planner, buddy, listen, I got $1 million here. I really want to get some return on this stuff, and I want to get moving on it. So what can I do that'll help me get 7, 8, 9%, you know, average on my money, an annualized return? What can I do? So Bob says, hey, you know what? Listen, Mr. So-and-so, we can put you in some of these products that we can probably get an 8% annualized return over the next 30 years. Whoa, let's go for it. So he puts them in there. All right. If you had been paying the average cost that I just told you with, you know, of the mutual ownership, you know, what the cost is for the mutual fund ownership, we talked about 3.73 in fees every year. You take the $8 million that you did with an 8% annualized return less the 3.73 fees, you will have, are you setting down? All right, if you're not, stand up, sit down again. You will have, after the 30 years, $3,216,932. Wow. Bob made a lot of money. That's why he drives those Ferraris. Now, if the broker, Bob, would have reduced his fees to just 3%, you would have ended up with $4,035, etc. But if Bob would have really been a nice guy to you with $1 million, that's a lot of money to give a broker financial planner. That's a lot of money to give him. If they just would have dropped it to 2%, which is about normal, about what these guys charge today, you'd have over $5 million. That's radical. That's a 70% difference. And what I'm getting here is the long-term ramifications of excessive fees matter. Now, folks, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. If you like mutual funds and you like paying those fees, then you got to stay where you're at. But my clients and I, here's the thing. We get to participate in the upside of Wall Street. When Wall Street goes up, we get to go up. We just don't get to go up as high as Wall Street. Okay, we have caps. We have ceilings. And we're going to talk about that in the show today. But we get to participate in some of Wall Street. But when Wall Street drops, there's one problem. Drops. The loss. Back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got a zero. And zero is better than a loss. But the fees you are paying these people and these institutions. You know, somebody says, well, I handle my own money online. Great, you're still paying fees. Do you think the company that takes your money can afford to do all that for free? No. 401ks have fees, lots of fees, 403bs, 457, TSA, TSPs. This is how the company has to stay in business. And I'll be the first one to fight for people earning money. Everyone is entitled to earn a living. That's the situation. Now, here's what you got to do. You got to think about the fees you're paying, okay? Think about this. You go to the market, you know, and you're putting in groceries, and but you don't really know what you're paying, okay, until you get to the counter, and you may have been overpaying for groceries for years because you haven't checked the prices, and you don't know what you're paying until you actually get down there and total it up, unless you've got a calculator as you walk through. But some of you have got to be overpaying because you don't know what the cost is. Well, you know what the cost is. I've given you an example here. And this, like I said, this isn't for me. This is not something that it came from my lips or it did come from my lips, but I didn't write it. You know, Kenneth Kim, I think did a really nice piece here from Forbes. He's letting you know that he doesn't have a problem with mutual funds. I don't have a problem with mutual funds if that's what you want your money in. But he wants you to understand what the true cost is that it's costing you. And even if you're a financial planner and stockbroker, if you have asset under management, AUM fees are only 1.5% to 2%, that still adds up a lot of money that you're paying. There's no reason to do that because my clients and I don't pay any fees. We get a reasonable range of return that we can make. More importantly, I can give you a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Think about this. Back in 08 and 09 when the market tanked almost 50%, if you were in mutual funds and stocks and bonds and stuff, and you just retired, how do you think your retirement living was going to go? You just lost a chunk of change, almost 50%, depending on what you were in. Somebody says, well, you know, I've done real good in Amgen stock. That's one stock. That's great. But most people with 401ks, et cetera, are in multiple things, and most of them are mutual funds. Okay? Stocks have fees, too. Bonds have fees. They all have a fee because that's how people have to get paid. Think about that. So if you want to sleep at night knowing that your hard-earned money is safe and protected and guaranteed backed by major insurance companies, if you want to get a reasonable range of return, if you want to have access to 10% of your money penalty-free each and every year, or maybe you want to be with the top 1% of our nation and get income from multiple sources. You see, if you're over 50, you should be thinking about income. We're all going to need an income to take care of ourselves. On the coast, you're going to need about 80% of your current income in retirement. Now, if you want to go down to Tennessee, Arkansas, you probably get away with 60%. Do you have that planned? Is that something that you've already done that you've looked at? I hope it has. And if you've done, that's great. If you've done it, congratulations. But most of you are going to outlive your money. Three reasons. Number one, you didn't start early enough. Number two, you didn't put enough away. But the habitual offender, the number one bad situation, is you stayed in risk too long. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, etc. Got to stop that. It's never too late to let's help you get your money in a safer place. If you want it safer, I promise you I'll get it in a safer place for you. There's 37 companies that offer us the public these index-linked accounts. And I deal with the top 4 to 5 to 6 each and every day. And they have to earn our business. And you know, what's right for one person is not right for another. So give me a call, 660-1313, that's area code 805, and let me sit down and help you get your dignity money, the money you worked so hard for all your life. You scrimped and you saved and you put away so you will have a nice retirement. I know you don't want to move in with your kids, and I know you don't want to go back to work if you've already retired. Some of you may have to get a job or a second job. I don't know, depending on when the market hits and how and what you're invested in. But my clients and I, we don't worry about that because it's safe. It's guaranteed. It's backed by major insurance companies. Give me a call and let me help you.
How can somebody retire like a millionaire, Ron? I want to retire like a millionaire.
All right. I'm going to tell you how, and I'm going to tell you how to do it, and you don't need $1 million to even do it. Here's the thing. Would you like to retire like a millionaire with only about half the money? Well, let's look at a scenario, and this is something that's pretty cool because it works. It really does work, and it's great. We have a 60-year-old, and we'll call her Mrs. Risk. Mrs. Risk wants to make that magic $1 million by age 65. So that's 5 years now. She knows that she's going to have to put some money at risk to hit the million, but then she's going to be able to retire like a millionaire. Well, maybe. We don't know. This is because at age 65, her broker, her financial planner, told her she could take a 4% withdrawal off the $1 million and that she should, let's underline the word should, be okay for income for the rest of her life. Well, first of all, think about that logically. Markets dropped many times. Wall Street's lost your money many times. It's going to continue to lose it. What goes up must come down. So that's really kind of a fallacy because that's why the broker told her she should. Didn't say she will, said she should. Okay, that 4% withdrawal will give her $40,000 of income plus her pension and Social Security. She can now retire like a millionaire. Well, for at least a while. But wait, is that payment guaranteed? Let's look at another scenario. What if Mrs. Safety doesn't want to take that risk? What are her options? Well, Mrs. Safety found an option where she could take $571,000 at age 60 and purchase a contract where by the time she was 65, she could take a guaranteed, and let's underline that word, guaranteed $40,000 for the rest of her life and never, I repeat, never have to worry about running out of money again. Now, Mrs. Safety was very happy with this because she knew that in the worst case scenario, she was not very bullish about the future returns in the markets. And even if you are, market goes up, market goes down, okay? And that all the stuff in the market wasn't guaranteed. After all, this was income that she was going to need to live on for the rest of her life. And some of you are going to live 30 and 40 years after retirement. That's scary. I mean, I hope you live longer, but, you know, gosh, I hope you've planned so you can live without moving in with your kids or taking extra jobs. Because that's what the market does not provide for you. Okay? That's what it is. So think about this. Would you rather be Mrs. Risk, who tries to make it on that $1 million and take 4%, and that, by the way, that fails 70% of the time. 70, okay? Or would you rather be Mrs. Safety? She took about $500,000, 571 grand to be precise, and she gets a guaranteed retirement income that will be there for the rest of her natural life. And guess what? When she is passed away, her beneficiaries will get what's left. But another important thing I want to tell you is Mrs. Safety stuff is all tax deferred. I mean, she doesn't pay any taxes on it until she takes the money out. Not too bad. If this is something that you would like, you want to sleep at night, you want to get a reasonable range of return, you want to have a guaranteed lifetime income, and you don't want to worry about your principal or your gains, then you need to give me a call, 805-660-1313. and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place. This is what I do for a living. I know there's a lot of financial planners and stockbrokers and insurance agents out there that have tried to copy me, and they want to do this, but I'm still the original safer money specialist. This is what I do for a living, this and long-term care insurance. If you want me to help you, I'll sit down and help you get the right product in there for you, and we'll keep that money safe and guaranteed. So give me a call, 805-660-1313.
You know what everyone wants?
What?
Chick-fil-A.
Yay, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. How do we get it to them right now?
You know, it's too bad we can't send out a limo over to Chick-fil-A and have them bring it back while we're on the air.
So it'd be the best. I'll try to arrange that.
Would you try? You think people mind if we ate and talk? Chomping in the microphone.
I've worked this job so long, I think I could pull it off as long as it's Chick-fil-A. So somebody can win a gift card.
They can, and I'm going to do it right now. I want to thank again Robert over there. Robert is the owner-operator of the Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. He's the nicest man, got a great family, and I'll tell you something. He's just been, even when I was on earlier, before I came back, he had always given me gift certificates to give away. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give two gift certificates to two different people. So that's four cards. You can get either the Chick-fil-A original sandwich, you can get the grilled chicken sandwich, you can get the spicy chicken sandwich, you can get the Chick-fil-A nuggets, the original or grilled 8-count. That's all on calling because of the show and Robert over there. He's the nicest man. Let him know that you won that on the Safer Money Solution Show. So here's all you have to do. It's really simple. I'm going to send them out Monday. I'll mail them out myself. What you do is you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and you can email me from there, or you can email me directly, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. And the first two people in order, because it's going to be timed on my, on my email. Those are the people that I'm going to send it to. Last week, I had a lot of people send in, and there was a lot of people that were close, like I'm talking within a minute, of each other. But it's the first two that send that in there. You got to give me your name, your address, your physical address, because that's how I'm going to send them to you, and a phone number. Believe me, I'm not going to bother you. I'm just going to keep those from my records because I'm going to give them to Robert and let him know that I'm not using those certificates for myself, that I'm actually giving them away to some people. So that's the way you can do it. Hopefully you go over there and enjoy yourself, and you will have a great time on me and on Robert over there from Chick-fil-A.
Let's go to the safe products that you offer. How do they work, the ones that you and Ricky offer to people, and why should people be thinking of receiving an income for life from their retirement accounts?
Well, we've talked about income so much even this morning, and it's really important, Spence, because the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. And I can't stress this enough. If you're over 50, stop chasing returns, especially if that's the money you got to live on to take care of you and your family, to make sure that your lifestyle is good, to make sure that if your family gets sick that you have money, because you can lose it in Wall Street in a heartbeat. But it's pretty simple how the products work. They've been around about 28, 29 years. Actually, annuities themselves have been around since 1740. They were, or 1730, I think it was. They were set up for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for their retirement. But here's what we're going to do. We have two caveats, and write these down, okay? Because this is how the index-linked accounts work. You have to sign up for a period of time. So one of the caveats is time, kind of like your cell phone. You sign up for a period of time, 2 years, 1 year. If you get out early, what's going to happen? You're going to pay a fee. Same thing here. If you break the contract early, you're going to have a surrender charge. And a surrender charge and a fee are basically the same thing, just different verbiage. The second caveat is what we call a ceiling cap, okay? And that's if you're sitting in your living room or your kitchen, there's a ceiling above us. If I could jump up, I'm going to hit it. Same thing in my office. We got ceilings everywhere, right? So if I jump up, I'm going to hit it. So we have a ceiling here. Every year, the ceiling can change. Right now, the ceiling is between 24 and 28% because of the different indexes. What are an index? S&P 500, Standard & Poor's 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones Industrial, the Hang Seng, the FTSE, the Euro, the Russell, the Barclays Dynamic Balance. These are all indices that people go into. Now, we're never in those because that would be risk, but we're tied to them. That's how they determine what you made for the year. So think about it. Market goes up. We get to go up with it. We just don't get to go up as far as the market. Okay, when the market drops, we do not drop with it. That's the beauty of these products. So we're going to be anywhere between 0 and 24 to 28%, depending on what index you choose. We are not going to hold our breath on that 24 to 28%. However, in the past, I've gotten 22, I've gotten 11%, I've gotten 9%, I've gotten zeros. But the bottom line is that we're going to do well, okay? And the nice thing about it is we're going to get a guaranteed lifetime income. You see, I focus on the income more on the return because the income is something you're going to live on. And the products that I offer will provide a guaranteed, underline the word guaranteed, lifetime income that you, if it's your account or your spouse's account or your brother's account or whoever's account it is, cannot outlive. It's that simple. I can't make it any simpler than that. You know, it isn't brain surgery. Market goes up, we get to participate in the upside. Market drops, we don't participate in the downside. We have some time that we have to sign up for. Now, the very best ones, in my opinion, are between 6 and 10 years. There's some at 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, etc. I think the ones between, you know, 6 and 10 are good. Remember, people say, well, how do these insurance companies make money? Like a bank, over time. You go give them $500,000 and they give you a percent. They give you 1% for $500,000 for 5 years. Yeah, that's terrible. If you break the contract in 2 years, there's going to be a penalty. They're going to penalize you for doing that. So you don't want to do that. So the stuff that we have, you sign up for a period of time. Don't break the contract early. You always have access to 10% of your money penalty free starting your first anniversary. You got to wait 12 months to take it out. Or if you want a guaranteed lifetime income. Now, some people don't want to touch it at all. They want to leave it for beneficiary money. And that's okay. They can do that. We offer two types of products. We offer qualified products, which means you haven't paid the taxes on it yet. Could be your IRA, your 401k, your Roth IRA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, a Roth IRA, you paid the taxes up front, which is very prudent if you're a certain ages. If you're older ages, it doesn't make sense to take all that money and pay the taxes on. In my opinion, that's kind of like what I got. Maybe it's a 403b, maybe it's a TSA, a TSP, 457 plan. There's all kinds of qualified products out there. Non-qualified products, that means you already paid the taxes on it. Or maybe Uncle Louie died and left you some money. Or maybe you sold your boat. You got some extra cash and you want to put it away and make it safe. That's what we call non-qualified. Okay? Pretty simple. So no matter if you have qualified money, non-qualified money, I can help you with all of that. And the nice thing about it is these are backed by major insurance companies that have good reserves, been around a long time. Some of them been around 125 years. No one's ever lost a dime in an index-linked account, providing you don't do two things. Don't break the contract early, just like any contract, folks. You know, it's a contract. Don't break the contract. That's simple. And don't take out more than 10% penalty-free. You're going to be okay. So if that's something that interests you, give me a call, 805-660-1313. Go to my websites. In fact, right now, if you own a 401k, et cetera, I want you to go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And up top in the corner, you'll see my picture on the microphone. Right there underneath it is in red text. It says, if you own a 401k, click on here. Well, 403Bs, et cetera, they're all basically the same. Click onto there. There's a 9-minute video I want you to watch. It's from Steve Croft, 60 Minutes fame. It's called the 401k recession. I don't own one. And I'm going to tell you something. I was angry and mad when I saw this. People have lost fortunes. They've lost everything. They've had to start all over again at their ages of 60 years old, 65 years old, to try to live, to keep their money safe. Take a peek at it. In fact, if you own one of those 401ks, 403b, retirement plans, etc., the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up right now. Take a look at that and then when you get done, you have any questions, you can email me or you can call me with those questions. 805-660-1313.
We will have more with Ron Grant. As always, get yourself a pen, get some paper, whatever you take notes with. We are going to be back in just 60 seconds with some more great information with Ron Grant.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money Public Workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I hope you got that pen and paper. Let's carry on now with choices, the choices that you and Ricky offer to people to protect their principal, their gains too, and help them receive that guaranteed lifetime income. What are those?
We've got three here that we're going to talk about today. One of them is an 8-year plan, and it is whether it's if it's qualified money, which means you haven't paid the taxes on it yet, minimum is $10,000 to get into that. If it's non-qualified money, which means you haven't paid the taxes on it, it is $20,000. It's an 8-year plan. Sign up for 8 years. There are no fees unless you break the contract early. And for the first 5 years of this product, they will give you a 4% bonus. Pretty nice. So you put $100,000 in, immediately you have $104,000 working right now, compounding. And anything you add for the next 5 years gets another 4% bonus, okay? There are no fees unless you break the contract early, so don't do that, okay? Or take more than 10%. The second one I have is a 10-year, just a couple years longer, $20,000 minimum, whether it's qualified money or non-qualified money. You can take out 10% of your penalty free, not a problem, and or you can get a lifetime income. That's up to you. Whatever you want to do, we have those options available. For the first year that you put money in, they're going to pay you 3% bonus. A bonus is a thank you for moving the money over, basically is all it is. You know, when I was a little guy, my grandma took me to Bank America, and she opened up a passbook account. And the lady who said, you know, that was taking the money from my grandmother said, you know, Mrs. Grant, thank you for opening up a passbook account here at Bank of America. And they gave my grandmother a shiny chrome toaster, which was cool because my grandma, I got to carry it around all day. We went shopping and we went to lunch and we lived in North Hollywood and walking all over North Hollywood with that thing. It was crazy. The 3%, you can only add money for the first year, but you'll get that 3%. The last one we have is another 10-year. Reasonable range of return on it is about 4 to 7 over the life of the contract, maybe 4 to 8, depending on the index that you go in or indexes. You can choose multiple indexes. You can take out 10% of your penalty free. And for the first year, this company will give you a 15% bonus on anything that you add. So we'll go back to that other scenario. You put $100,000 in, boom, immediately you have $115,000 that's working. Now, that's not the best part to this product. The best part to this product is, and listen up for those people who didn't start early enough or didn't put enough away, for the next 10 years that anything that the indexes does, like the S&P, the NASDAQ, so forth and so on, you will get a 50% bonus. And here's how that works. Let's assume for your year, which would be August of 17 to August of 18, your index or indexes does a 4%. They will pay you 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 2 and the 4 together, and that's 6. So for that year, you earned a 6% bonus. Pretty nice. That's pretty nice. And that gives you, that's called catch-up money. That lets you get caught up with not putting in enough or didn't start early enough. And that's something, or maybe you stayed in risk too long. But that'll give you some catch-up money. And that's pretty cool. Now think about this. You can get a lifetime guaranteed income if you want. You don't have to. You do not have to take income. But on this product, if you don't take income after 10 years, they will take all the bonuses back, and you will get just what you earned for the 10 years. Okay? And the reason that is this is an income-producing product. It has a built-in income rider on it that you're paying no fees for, because other companies charge for their riders. This company does not charge for an income rider. It's built in. After 10 years, could be 10 years in one day, it could be 11 years, it could be 12 years, they don't care. After 10 years, you have to take income. Okay? Must take income. If you don't take income, they're going to take the bonuses back. But hopefully that's something you want. And if you say flat out up front, you're never going to take income, we wouldn't be looking at this product. It's that simple. Because you're not going to keep the bonuses if you don't take the word income. Income is a pension. You see, 401ks, 403bs, 457, IRAs were meant to take out as a pension, not as a lump sum. It's that simple. And many of you don't have a company-sponsored pension. Your 401k, I can make it a pension for you, your 403b, et cetera. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
You got a gift card promo that's going on right now. Somebody could get $100.
I do. And it's really cool because, you know, I've been feeding all you nice folks out there at my programs, my dinner programs, public workshops for the last 9 years. I've fed a lot of you. And the nice thing about this is you don't have to come to a workshop and have dinner with a bunch of strangers. If you meet with me on one-on-one and I can show you that I can help you keep that money safe with the guaranteed insurance products that I offer, you will get with a no obligation to buy anything $100 gift card, and it's a MasterCard or Visa. You can do what you want with it. Now, to qualify for that card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you must have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. You know, Wall Street's been up the last couple years, and Wall Street is a casino. It's just like Vegas. In fact, sometimes it's worse than Vegas. Bottom line is, that ain't going to happen now, because your money won't be in the Wall Street casino. And you won't pay any fees to own the products that I have. Now, there are some fees on income riders. You may pay that if you want an income rider. But the fees that I'm talking about are what your financial planner, your stockbroker charge you that take away from your returns. And that's a big difference. Okay? So give me a call, 805-660-1313. If you want your money safer, I promise you, I'll get it in a safer place. You'll sleep at night. You can't outlive your money. When you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. It's backed by major insurance companies. And guess what? No one has ever lost a dime in these index-linked accounts, providing you don't take out more than 10% penalty-free each and every year if you want to, and you don't break the contract early. It's that simple.
We have some extra time here, so let's talk about long-term care insurance and why it's so important and what some of the long-term care myths are.
Sure. Well, you know, for many years, if you've heard me on the radio here, I've told the story about my dad. You know, it's kind of a sad story. My dad worked for over 45 years and lost everything he worked for. His car was paid for. His home was paid for. He had car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, didn't have long-term care insurance. A neighbor didn't see the blinds go back and forth, called the sheriff. Sheriff went in, looked down the floor, saw my dad laying there, busted through the door jamb, and took him to Henry Mayo Hospital. My dad lived up in Newhall. And the doctor said, you know, your dad could live a day, he could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 10, he lived 8 years in a nursing home, you know. And I'm going to tell you something, it wasn't pleasant doing what I had to do. I had to deplete my dad's assets to help pay for his care. You know, we went through his cash, first of all. Then we sold his car. Then we sold his home. Then he went on Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is a program for indigent people here in the state of California. Other states, it's called Medicaid. Here's a question for everybody out there. Do you have enough saved to pay for long-term care services out of pocket? Will you be able to access the funds when you need them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? If so, which assets will you sell? And will paying for long-term care services mean you'll have to forego your plans in retirement? You know, long-term care insurance may help you ensure that your nest egg will stay connected, and it provides benefits for covered long-term care services to help you pay for that care you need. Now, people are under misconceptions, and that's why we talk about the myths. They're under misconception. Will Medicare pay for my long-term care? Medicare pays for less than 5% of care in a nursing home, and it must be skilled nursing care. And skilled means deemed to get better. Medicare picks up the first 100 days out of our lifetime. That's all we get if we're over the age of 65 on Medicare. They pick up the first 20 days at a zero-day deductible to you. The next 80 days, you have a copay. I believe this year it's $190 But it's only if you're progressing. The minute, the second you stop progressing, Medicare stops, and the institution tells you to bring in the cash, or you have to leave. It's that simple. Now, 95% of the people that are receiving care in the nursing facilities are custodial care. That's everything that we all did today. Eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, continence. See, Medicare never has paid for that, never will. Okay? Who will need long-term care? People say, ain't going to happen to me. It's going to happen to the other guy. Well, 70% of the people over the age of 65 will need some care. Average man, 2.5 to 3 years. Average woman, 3.5 to 4 years. My dad was in for 8 years. Some people have been in 20 years. What's the cost of care in our area? If you're going to a skilled nursing facility, a mediocre place is about $8,500 to $9,000 a month. Do you have that saved on top of other things that you have to do? A good place, a real top drawer place, would be $12,000 plus a month. Somebody says, well, I'll never go to a nursing home. I'm just going to stay home. Well, guess what? That's great. But home care is just as expensive as nursing home care because it's one-on-one. Doesn't have to be every day, but it's going to cost somebody something. Now, maybe you have a care support, but are they caregivers? Maybe they're bakers. Maybe they work in a car dealership. Maybe they mow lawns, whatever. The bottom line, they're house painters. They're not caregivers. See, I don't want to be a burden to my children. That's why, and my daughters aren't going to change my diapers. That's why I own a policy. Some of you say, you know what? I'm only going to go to an assisted care. Great. You need to be ambulatory. If you're not ambulatory, most of them will not take you. But cost of care, mediocre, $6,500 to $7,000 a month. A nice place, $9,000 plus. So do I transfer the risk to an insurance company or become the blank insurance company? You know, why do you have car insurance, fire insurance, health insurance? Some of us even have life insurance. Well, car insurance is mandated by the state of California, and yet most of us carry higher limits. One out of 240 chance that the car is going to be totally leveled, but you carry car insurance. How about your homeowner's insurance? If you don't have a mortgage, you don't have to have one. No fire insurance, any of that stuff. But there's a 1 out of 1,200 chance your house is going to burn to the ground. But we wouldn't go to bed tonight without fire insurance. Well, long-term care is the largest retirement expense you will face, yet it's been the least one planned for. And it can wipe out your assets and take away your freedom. Why would you want to do that? Here's something that I just have never understood, and I've been doing this since 1996. Why in the world would anyone want to burn through their family legacy at such a rate when they can buy insurance for pennies on the dollar? That's what I've never understood that. Now, here's another fallacy. Medi-Cal. Is that an option for me? Well, guess what? There's a spend down rule. My dad was single. He had to spend all the way down to $2,000. The house, the car, everything had to go until he reached $2,000. And then I was allowed to apply for Medi-Cal for him. But guess what? You may not get a bed in Ventura County. You may have to go to Santa Barbara or down in the San Fernando Valley, or maybe Palmdale to get a bed, because on any given day, there may not be a Medi-Cal bed here. So I don't know why anyone would want to do that. If you're married, it's a different story. They have different ramifications. But the bottom line is that if you want to protect your assets and get freedom to choose where you get care, then that's something that you need to do, is look at protecting it with long-term care. Otherwise, you're going to come out of your pocket. And you know, people say, well, it ain't going to happen to me. Well, guess what? 20% of us are going to die in our sleep. I'm one of the 20, I hope, even though I have a policy. 80% of you are going to need care. Who's going to pay for your care? Who's going to take care of you? These are things. You have to set it up so you're in control of that. Believe me, you want somebody taking care of you. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Will Hart is on the telephone for you, Ron.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Good. How's your Saturday going?
It's going beautiful.
All right, man. Well, it's nice. It's all gorgeous. We all live here in a great place. We're going to talk to you about some metal again. If you haven't heard of Mr. Wilhart, he is my metal man. He's helped me put some gold coins into my He helped me put the right gold coins, because there are the wrong gold coins to put in your IRA. And we're going to ask him about that in just a minute. But I know lately, you know, clients have been asking me, you know, what's the story with gold and silver? They keep hearing it about on the radio, and they see it on billboards and stuff like that. So shed some light on why somebody should have some metals in their portfolio for protection.
Absolutely. Well, you could have seen this happen over the last week and a half when there was all these issues with North Korea potentially, you know, throwing a missile over by Guam. Well, gold started shooting up because gold is looked at as a safe haven. So if there is geopolitical concerns, if there is a continued rise in the debt, if there is a market correction, these are all the positive things that move gold in the north direction. So I always tell people, look, the market cannot keep climbing forever. It's going to have to correct itself. And when that happens, you could potentially expect gold to make a nice rise like it did in the last two corrections. And so it's about diversification. You said it 100 times in your radio show. It's about class diversification, Ron.
Yeah. Now, let's go ahead and bring up that item that I just brought up, because one of the clients that came to one of my workshops said that he had bought some gold coins, put them in his IRA, and he was fined by the IRS. Explain that to the listeners, why that's important.
Yeah, that's a big mistake. So when you buy gold and silver from the wrong gold company, because a lot of these gold companies, they all sell gold and silver, but it's about putting the right product in the right portfolio. So as an example, like you just mentioned, if you put an older type of product, if you put like a numismatic type of gold product in an IRA, it's not qualified. And so you want to make sure that you put in a new bullion or like an American Eagle type of product, a bar, that's IRA approved. So you just want to make sure that you make the right choices. And again, that's one of the things that I will certainly do with your listeners.
Yeah, he's like I said, Will has helped me. He's helped my clients. And the last thing, Will, I want you to explain the difference between paper gold and physical gold, like the bars and the coins.
Yeah, that's as a matter of fact, I had a question asked me yesterday. A client had called in and asked her stockbroker's offering her certificates. And what is the difference between obviously hears us on the radio talking about physical gold and what's the big difference? And really simply put is paper gold is leveraged, meaning that there, let's hypothetically say there's $1 million of gold in a vault. Your broker is able to sell you an ETF or GLD, something that is leveraged against that. And the problem is it's leveraged 400 to 500 times that value. The problem is, and that's fine and dandy if you're buying, you're getting in, you're getting out a week later. But if you plan on holding the metals and you want to hold it because you expect that there's going to be big changes in the price of gold and you want to sell it when it's much higher, well, if the market does take a turn, the principals, the folks that have control over that pile of gold in that vault, they can reach in and grab their share, leaving you with an empty vault that your paper is being based against. So I always tell people, if you're going to get gold, get the real McCoy. Don't get a piece of paper against a leveraged account.
Yeah, I hold my gold. I put it in a safety deposit box. I can count it if I want, and I really like that. So
just like me.
It's the best way. All my clients, I think, took it the same way. So if you would like to have some safety and have some metal or gold against the dollar, give us a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Mr. Will Hart. We'll have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
All right, take care.
Take care.
We have one more tune, if you would like to hear it.
Yep, before you go to that, I want everybody to tune in next week. It's the six problems with 401k plans. Don't miss it. It's really good. If you've got one of these, you need to tune in.
And many people do.
They do.
Okay,
big
so
ones.
Don't miss that.
You can reach me at 805-660-1313. Don't forget to tune in the show every Saturday from 10 to 11. And let's be kind to each other out there.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside.
along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive. And pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.